It's Newcastle's Hit 106.9 with Nick, Jess and Ducko.
A Facebook thread is trending today, boys, thanks to Mamma Mia, who asked the question, what is the worst thing someone has done in your house? Now, the comments are varied from family members, mainly children who have no respect, young children, or guests, housemates or people staying for a short amount of time. Some of them include, a friend had too many drinks, came over after a night out and urinated on my very large and just clean pile of laundry. Hasn't come over since.
I had a mate of mine who I obviously get up quite early for work, and he had just been with my housemate and he was at the top of our carpet stairs just peeing down them.
Yeah. Okay.
Kind of like a waterfall. And
cascading.
And then cascading down. And I walked out and he turned around and he goes, oh, Gilly, where's the toilet?
I was trying to find it.
Did he stop stream or continue to stream whilst he asked the question?
Continued to stream. I mean, it's very hard to cut off in a rush, especially when you've been drinking.
Okay.
I had a mate at mum and dad's house who had a big night and woke up in a pile of his own urine on their couch.
Gorgeous.
And mum and dad had to clean it.
Are we going with pile?
Just shit like, yeah. There was a lot of urine.
Pile of urine.
Wow.
Stained their family, our family couch at home.
Wow. Actually, well, speaking of couch, someone said they had a housemate stay over, a housemate who had a habit of lifting up the couch cushions, vomiting, and then putting the couch cushions back.
Brilliant. Hiding the vomit.
Trying to hide the vomit. It's like, you live here too, bro. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Another one. My father-in-law was staying with us for a few nights and left skitties on my guest bedroom sheets.
What?
So not only is your father-in-law sleeping nude in your guest bedroom, which I think I have a problem with, that was happening.
Yuck. And he's, what is he just doing? Sliding up and down on the sheets?
Itchy bum. Oh.
What about this? I had a housemate for a little while and she stayed with us for about 4 weeks. She said she was going to stay with us for the year. And then all of a sudden Border Force was at our door and she was getting deported because her papers weren't in order. And I was just like, what about the rent?
Pay the money.
Who's the jerk in that situation?
Border Force, obviously.
Yeah.
We had a house party once at a house Morgan and I used to live at back in Brisbane. And we had about 50, 60 people there.
Mm-hmm.
The next day when cleaning up, I found a number two. A full human number two on my porch, which was underneath the toilet. Someone had done it in the toilet. It didn't flush. It got a lot of use that night, so it was broken. They'd scooped it up and thrown it out the window. I had to shovel someone's feet, someone's poo, and
human.
Put it into a bin. Yep. I still don't know who it was to this day. Horrifying.
I had a friend staying with me for a little bit and she had a really bad habit. It was time of the month and she would leave her products just in the toilet, on the floor and just not wrapped up. Like she'd wrap them up in the toilet paper with the intention, I guess, of throwing them in the bin, but the bin was in the bathroom.
Right.
But she would forget to carry them out with her. I was like, what are you doing? It's not that hard. There's not that much stuff on the floor that you're not walking past this as you exit. What is wrong with some people?
Oh, man. Okay, so what do you want to do here?
Anyway.
13, 10, 60, worst thing someone's done in your house?
Yes. We'll accept family members, we'll accept housemates or party guests, maybe the in-laws, children.
Yeah, anyone. Rachel Raymond Terrace on 13, 10, 60. What's the worst thing someone's done in your house?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
So I had heaps of people over and we're having a few drinks and to go to the bathroom myself and somebody was in there. So I knocked on the door and he's yelled out, oh, I'm in here. I was like, oh, hurry up, I'm busting. He was in there for so long, so literally when he came out, ran straight in behind him and didn't get too far in because he pooped in the toilet somehow, but wiped his butt and left the dirty toilet paper all over the floor.
Oh, man.
As well as squished a few nugs into the floor.
Oh. It sounds like he couldn't get it all out and he was just picking it out and chucking it everywhere. That is disgusting. Yeah.
When I went back out and addressed the situation, he's like, I didn't do that. I said, but you were the only one in there.
It's like when you let one rip in an elevator and there's two of you and you're like, that wasn't me.
Wow, brilliant. Thank you for sharing that.
UJ in Adamstown. What's the worst thing that somebody in your house has done?
Hey guys, so I had a flatmate once, and I'd been in Europe for 6 weeks, came home, as expected, flatmates can suck and the house is like total mess, but then I found her washing on my line and she'd gone and taken my underwear from my drawer and had been wearing my underwear whilst I was away, and it wasn't just, you know, like cheap shitty underwear, sorry, it was, you know, my Victoria's Secret's nice set,
you know. Oh, you're nice, like sexy lingerie.
Yeah, exactly.
Just give them a quick wash before they give them back to you.
Yeah. Oh, that is
so. That was considerate, you know?
Yeah, she was just washing it.
Just chuck them in your hamper.
Julie is in Pelican. Julie, what's the worst thing someone has done in your house?
Well, about 22 years ago, we had a bit of a shindig after my son was christened and my now ex-husband had a lot of his friends up and all the boys were full as and went to bed early, so us girls were still sitting up, you know, just entertaining ourselves, and one of them, I could hear a noise in the bedroom where one of them was sleeping in my son's room, and I got up to have a look and I could see all these little brown marks on the cream carpet up the hallway, and I thought, what the hell is that? So I went in and sort of had a look and woke this fella up, and anyway, there was bits of number twos all up the carpet on the floor and on the air mattress that he was sleeping on. And it wasn't until, probably a day and a half later, I could still smell that smell in the room. And I'm thinking, what the hell is it? And anyway, Andrew had picked up the poo in his shorts that he had on and rolled them up and stuck them in my son's wardrobe. full of
Andrew!
Andrew, wash your hands, you dirty poo.
You dirty poo.
It's always poo, isn't it? It's always Andrew.
It's always poo. Let's go. Tara in Argentina, is yours poo as well?
No, unfortunately, it's not poo. It's really awkward.
Yeah, okay. What happened?
So I used to live in Tamworth, and I was carer of my brother from the age of 13. And it was 3 o'clock in the morning, and this girl I knew, because everyone knows everyone in country towns, she rocked up at 3 a.m. on my doorstep because she was new to the area and she forgot where she lived because she was really, really drunk. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I know where you live. Can I have some water? I'm really drunk. And she was really dozing and it was 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, come inside. And I sat her on my lounge. Next minute, she's projectile vomiting all over my lounge. I'm like, what is going on? Mm. I'm like, hold on, I'll grab you some water. So I went to the kitchen, got some water. I walk out to the lounge room. She's disappeared. I'm going, where on earth are you? What's going on? I'm calling out her name. She's gone and snuggled up to my 14-year-old brother, and she's stripped off naked next to him. Oh. And I flipped. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, you need to go. And I'm like, what is going on? And she's passed out naked in my brother's bed next to him. And I'm like,
was your brother, did he wake up? Or was that the time of his life?
He was literally traumatized.
Fair enough.
Because she smelled like vomit.
Yeah.
And she was thought she was in her own house.
Yeah.
Oh.
That is not on.
Yeah.
That might be the worst thing we've heard. For all the poo,
yeah,
you win.
I couldn't even deal. And I think my brother, now 25 years old, is still traumatized from that night at 3 o'clock in the morning.
He's gone off women from that one.
That's scary. Yeah. Or tequila, at least.
Oh, man. I love people.
Let's never have guests. Ever.